L is for the way
that's who you think it is. The and Grimace B mug. The Hello Kitty keychain. Barbie herself. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles filled with memories and magic are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets. Come get your cup while you still can. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
slowed on my internet. Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk.
Made the live.
My name is James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin, and we are here on a Friday evening to talk about none other than your Baltimore Ravens. Looking forward to a show where we talk about all things Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens, hypotheticals, and others. Hang out with us, have a good time with us. But Glenn, we got to let people know who the sponsor of this particular episode is.
Certainly, BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this summer, from baseball, golf, soccer, all the way to boxing and MMA. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds, after the games are already being played. When the games are over, head over to the online casino, get in a hand of blackjack, some poker, unwind on one of the over 150 slot games. Head to the website today and get in on the action using promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get 50% free bonus bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here.
Let's go. And speaking of the game, Glenn.
Yeah.
Last night they did a little thing called the ESPYs.
A little thing.
And I think that's what we're gonna get into, right? We're gonna talk about Lamar Jackson continues to rack up hardware, but this might be his most controversial hardware.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this because I love me some Lamar Jackson, but I got to say it, people. I thought that was maybe the worst best play award of all time. Am I crazy? But
yeah, let's put this thing up here. So basically what happened is of all sports, of course, not just NFL,
yes,
and ESPYs, you get the play of the year, and Lamar Jackson happened to win it. I'd be surprised if he was actually expecting to win it.
He didn't look like he was expecting it,
you know. So of course you guys probably know this play because you watched the painful AFC championship game paper cut by paper cut, but all right, let's get into it. Let's hit it, DK. Here we go.
Second and five. Ball batted up into the air and caught by Jackson. He caught his own pass. That's one of the greatest plays
I've seen Marcus Mariota do this. So I'm not super like it would have been crazy if he went for a touchdown.
Right. That's an 82-yard touchdown. That's something.
That would have been the play of the century. Like in the AFC championship game, down by seven, you correct your own error and you take it to the house. Only one player in the NFL could do that. That's Lamar Jackson.
Right. But it didn't happen. It was a 12-yard gain.
Right. Great first down. We got lucky. We moved the chains.
Yeah. Play of the year?
Crazy.
First of all, if you guys think I'm losing my mind, look up Lamar Jackson's best plays of this past season. You will see 10 or 20 better plays than what just happened. Not to mention, compare it to his 2019 best play winner that was deserving. That was the Houdini play where we hit the spin move on the two Bengals and made them run into each other and took it for a tutty. This was, I don't know if lucky's the right word, but and like you mentioned before the show,
it was fluky, right?
It was fluky, and we got beat in the game. It was an inconsequential play that did not lead to, it's not like it led to the game winning. I don't understand how
that. And you're right,
Glenn.
It's just clearly not even Lamar's best play of the season. Like, that's the craziest part. Even Lamar in of himself, forget all the other incredible things that happen in sports.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah, that's just wild to me. And not that I don't want Lamar to rack up more hardware. Happy
Certainly.
To have him, you know, do that, but, and not my favorite one.
No, so shocking because there were so many good I mean, other than so many good Lamar plays, but also so many highlights around the NFL, so many highlights in the NBA. I mean, like you pointed out before the show, that play with Kyrie to Luka Doncic. I mean,
Luka to Kyrie and then the alley-oop. That was wild.
Then the alley-oop to finish it off. I mean, insane.
And like, yeah, he like chucked it behind his back and everything. Yeah, that was
it was clean. Like, I don't know. I was shocked.
There's a couple Anthony Edwards blocks this year that were out of this world. Remember when he hit his head on the backboard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he said it might be the highest he ever jumped.
Yeah, there's been a ton of stuff.
And so I just watched it, the highlight. I mean, it was countless plays of Lamar Jackson escaping pressure behind the line of scrimmage, keeping his eyes down the field, delivering the ball, or just doing it with his legs and turning a sack into a 25-yard. I mean, just remember the on Christmas, right before halftime, we're just trying to get a couple more yards to make it a more reasonable field goal attempt for Justin Tucker, and he scrambles, and when everyone's expecting run out of bounds, he just cuts back up the middle of the field and just goes an extra 25 and makes it a real chip shot for Justin Tucker. And it's like, that was way better than what I just saw. Like, that's just one I don't know, it's kind of strange, but I'm happy he won. I like the hardware as well.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what's up?
You don't have to answer this because it might be a minefield.
Oh, what's your take? Don't ask me a question and then set it up like that.
No, but I'm serious. You don't have to answer. What's your take on Prince Harry winning the Pat Tillman Award?
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know a ton about it, but the thing for me is like, we're talking about Pat Tillman here, dude.
Yeah, what was the reason? I'd have to know.
I don't know anything behind it, but it's very hard for me to think of a way that they, other than military service, that they would have any, like their lives, like their motives, lives, experiences, nothing. Like, you know what I mean? I know it's a service-based thing and like...
Right, but you're right. Yeah.
Pat, or I'm pretty sure Prince Harry's been served for the majority of his life.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know. I'm not ragging on the guy, but like Pat Tillman is an American hero. We're talking about freaking Pat Tillman here, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty high standard. And I don't know if they got there.
Anyway, I'd have
to see more of what he accomplished. Maybe he did accomplish some. I honestly have no idea.
I mean, they made plenty of headlines this past year.
What? Yeah. I mean, yeah. The headlines, I scroll right past. It's always like the one's reaction to the other's look. And this is the look at the look at the. It's like,
I just can't do this, dude. I do not care.
It's so brutal. But yeah, I mean, overall, I tell you, he had a nice fit, Jimbo. He was looking clean at the ESPYs.
Talking about Lamar?
Yeah, he was looking clean at the ESPYs. Of course, he brought his mom. I saw him thanking her. That's awesome, bro. That hasn't changed. That will never change. Money will not change that part, which is really, really cool. But yeah, just a strange, like, I'm like scratching my head. Like, am I in Twilight Zone here with this play? But anyway, we didn't want to labor the point too long. But I also
really quickly, this is way off topic. We're going to get to a lot of Ravens things. Glenn, I just have a quick question because I know you're not a big fan of Bronny's potential in the NBA, right?
It's more so I'm not a fan of the strong arming himself onto his dad's team when I don't think he necessarily deserved it. I thought it was a cool story, but way cooler if he actually earned it and deserved it like Ken Griffey or something like that.
Sure. But let me ask you this. Is there not a world in which he can be like a Kyle Lowry?
There is, if he's got enough toughness, quicks, which it seems like he has the, I don't know, it's very early on. It's hard to make any judgments after, two summer league games on a second round pick, number 55. And I do think his expectations are much higher than any pick 55 has ever been.
Ever, right? Like,
for sure.
Who is pick? No one knows who pick 55 is ever. Like, the only other second rounders I know anything about are Jokic and Draymond Green.
Right. Right, exactly. There's not a ton, but still, I don't like the strong arming of the league where Rich Paul is calling GMs around the league saying, do not draft Bronny James to your team. He will go to Australia. Leave him on the board for the Lakers. I don't like the strong arming. If he earned it on his own, and it's just, then that would have been one of the coolest stories in all of sports history if it all worked out the way.
See, this might be why I probably don't belong in a front office. If somebody calls me and says that to me, Glenn, what am I doing?
You're drafting him with your very next pick.
And I'm giving up the bird.
See you in Australia,
yeah,
Ronnie.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't even care. You can go to Australia if you want. Sure, go ahead.
I hear it's beautiful.
Just so you don't get what you want, I'll take it.
That's right. And I own all your NBA rights. So if you come back, guess who you're playing for. I was rooting, dude. I was on the phone with Frenchie watching the draft going, the Cavaliers are on the clock, bro. Dude. Dan Gilbert could have drafted his ass, and that would have been the most insane. And then LeBron comes back to Cleveland.
And retires in Cleveland?
Dude, like, how cool a story would that have been? Like, but anyway, they ruin it. They strong-arm him into the league. And it's like, it just ruins the possible opportunity for someone who might have been more deserving, probably was more deserving, just doesn't have the right last name.
Fair.
That's all. But you didn't have to bring that up, Jimbo, because there might be some people who are going to disagree and hate on me for that. Adit says Kobe Mayo isn't in the triple a lineup today. Hold on. What does this mean?
I don't know.
Kobe Mayo isn't in the triple a lineup today.
Triple A.
Oh, okay. So I guess he's on it. Maybe he's on his way up. I mean, he's been hitting bombs. Most people are expecting him to take over first base for Ryan Mountcastle, certainly by next season, but he's been playing a hell of a lot of first base after not playing a ton in his previous Triple A career. So, okay. Triple A. How did I not? Hold on. Put that back up. I just realized how stupid I am. It's so dumb how I didn't read that correctly the first time. Is it in the Triple A lineup? You said it perfectly, Adit. I don't know why. I'm thinking, like, I was reading triple as, like, a hit, like, and it just totally screwed up my you did say, okay, all right. Wow.
No, it took me a couple times, too. That's fair.
But he didn't even type it incorrectly. It's perfectly typed. He's not in the triple. Maybe you know what it is? Usually they do AAA. They'll do three big A's instead of saying triple and then A.
And then A, yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Triple. Jax said it in the chat there. Appreciate it, Jax. And by the way, I think it's happy early birthday or belated. Is it belated or early birthday?
Early. See, I know. It's early. 6 days early.
See, you just know because she said something to slight you a little bit, and you never miss those.
Oh, but it's okay. That's fine.
You never miss it.
I just add fuel to the fire.
If someone takes a little shot, you didn't miss. If it was a compliment to you, you might have missed it. But it was a little bit of a jab, like, you're all right, Jimbo, but you're not Glenn good. That's what I heard.
Hey, look, I'm all right. I'm all right with that, Glenn.
Okay. All right.
You know, I'm okay with that. Yeah, I mean, good. Obviously, it depends on the conversation, but in this context, I'm all right with that. Now, if they say you're Glenn good at running, I'd be concerned.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yeah. Oh, but, hey, for the first.
Right. Like hanging out on the microphone, I'll take that.
All right. Even right now when I'm congested and I sound
different. Yeah, for sure. I'm just glad to be in the conversation.
Well, we do want to make a little bit of a announcement here today. And this is, I want to preface this by saying this is a rough draft. Okay.
Is it? Well, you let us know if it's a rough draft, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well, here's what I'll say. My earbud quality for the volume wasn't what I was hoping for or expecting. But nonetheless, we are just announcing the option to become a 410 Sports Talk member, which, you know, would certainly give you access to different things and just kind of help us continue to create content for you guys with this huge season coming up. I mean, this is an extremely important season. And so we just put together a little welcome video. If you choose to, you know, think about it or ultimately join and become a member of the 410 Sports Talk family. And DK is going to put
He's going to put the video up. And then also just a couple things to add to that, Glenn, we're hoping if, for those of you that are listening, if you're contributing on Patreon, I would go ahead and transition over to the YouTube memberships and all you guys, if you want to check it out, DK, the join button is on our page. Yeah. If you go to our landing page on YouTube, you'll see the memberships and you can hit join. It's really simple. There's a few different levels, but the idea here is like, I certainly believe that we are the podcast that embodies the people more than anyone. I firmly believe that. And so we want this show to be more and more about you guys when it comes to the content, when it comes to the quality of it, when it comes to the questions that are asked, when it comes to all of that stuff. We want you guys to have your hand in. And this is a really cool way to do it through memberships and provide us that flexibility so we don't have to depend on other sources. We can, you know, be men of the people. So we appreciate it. But yeah, if you're on Patreon, go check it out. Anyway, Glenn calls it the rough draft. This is what I call the world premiere.
Oh, I like
ladies
that.
Ladies and gentlemen, later. World premiere. All right, DK, let's do it. Now that I gassed him up for the world premiere. Look at your boy, dude. World premiere. And no noise.
And no volume.
DK!
Look, world premieres, sometimes you'll run into this issue. Okay? Yeah. It happens.
DK, do we know what's happening? Can we shake our head yes or no? Oh, there he is! We should just ad-lib, dude.
Dude. You want me to just speak over it? Dude, wait till the end, boys. I mean, it's going to get fun.
Wait.
I got nothing. I got no
There
he is.
Dude, dude, you guys are lucky because the first shot I was running shirtless.
Look at the shady rays. Oh, look at your boy.
Dude, beautiful backdrop, dude.
Setting it. Hey, dude, I played. We won some games on that diamond this past year, brother. That's right. Games
were still
won.
Entertaining somehow. DK, are you currently trying to figure out the audio situation? Or are you just letting it play?
Oh,
no,
can
we can't hear anything.
Zero audio.
That's why we were ad-libbing.
Look, Living Legend's reading our lips. I love that. I'm pretty sure Living Legend is our newest Patreon member.
That's correct. Yeah, he is.
Yes, here it is right here. Yes, thank you, Living Legend. You are a Living Legend. I mean, there's more appropriate name than the fact that you are a Living Legend. And I greatly appreciate your generosity. But just like Jimmy said, we think it might be better to transition that membership from Patreon to YouTube. But
because it's easier for us to focus on that and provide you guys more value for your dollars spent just because it's all under one place. So it's going to be more frequent. You're going to get a better bang for your buck. So I would definitely.
Yeah. And they make it just make it easier for everybody.
It's so easy. Right. All right, let's give this a try.
All right. Let's hear what we got.
Oh boy. Look at those.
Oh, my man Living Legend said, I've been a patron for years. I just switched my payment method. My man Living Legend.
Oh, there it is.
Thank you so much for considering joining the 410 Sports Talk community here on YouTube. We're so excited about it. We're excited for your membership and also your contributions here as a contributor for all the great things here to come.
We'd like to thank you so much for watching our shows, listening to our opinions, and choosing to stay up to date with everything Baltimore Ravens and Baltimore sports. It means a lot to us, and you've already made a huge impact in growing our community.
With the launch of memberships, the idea is to get more content in your hands,
like you're riding a horse,
and prioritizing the content that you want.
Yeah, well, we're gonna peel back the curtain, give you a glimpse of our
pre-discussions,
which oftentimes can be even more amusing than the stuff that makes the final cut. Also, give you a chance to hear from our production team, DK and Brad. Have opinions. This oftentimes they're behind the camera, not in front. And then maybe me and Jimmy will also touch on some life questions, maybe some topics outside of the Ravens realm, and give our opinions on those as well.
The goal is to get more content in your guys' hands, driven by you and prioritized by you guys. We'll be improving the content of the show, the volume of the videos, and the production quality as the community grows, driven by you. So make sure to join and enjoy your content.
That's my swagger, Ravens, man.
We say it all the time, but shout out to you. We have the most loyal and down-to-earth fans in all of football, and we love providing content for you. Thank you.
Let's go! I love it, dude.
You ever seen a grown man come down a slide that tall?
Dude, the best part is if you laid flat, you're the length of the slide.
It's steep, brother. I don't know. It's
You know what I'm saying, low. Though?
I'm like... lanky. I'm lanky, yes.
The slide is great, dude. I like how somebody called out in the limp, dude. That's the swag, dude.
Dude, that's the swag, bro. You know, that's my
dude,
bot.
I don't know how it is now for kids, but dude, back in the day, if you didn't have a walk.
Oh, dude, you had to have a walk.
And especially because you couldn't crease the shoes.
No.
Woo.
No. I'll be starting in my Air Force One. Yeah, buddy.
Awesome. So the video's up on our channel as well if you want to go check it out. But like we said at the beginning,
music. I like that, Living Legend. He said he recommends background music.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So you'll see here on the landing page somewhere where it says memberships. DK is trying to instruct me. Am I missing something? Oh, join! The join button. There you go. You guys see the join button. DK just hovered right over it next to subscribe. So you can subscribe and join. Look, we're learning as we go. But go check it out and become part of the crew. We greatly appreciate it. There it is right there. So there's a few different options. And come hang out with us.
Oh, I love the name. You know what? You know what's funny? One of my favorite things about this show is when DK's in the background trying to either point at something,
mouthing something,
and I'm trying to read his lip. Meanwhile, it's a very small window at the bottom of my computer.
Like a 2x2, it's like a 1x1 or
it's
something.
It's a 1x1, dude, because I got all these other windows open, and I'm like squinting, looking at him. Classic there.
Look, come hang out with us though. Come join the crew.
That's right. Absolutely. It would be a blast. And but also I wanted to get everybody's opinion on what happened a couple days ago, Wednesday, when the training camp passes, the free training camp passes were dropped to the public. I believe it was it 10 open practices or more? It might have been more. I think it was more than ever this year. But they didn't have a stadium practice this year. So that's kind of the difference. So they opened the training camp up for more days, but did not do an open stadium practice. And so just like every year, me, Jimmy, and other family members, honestly, because we just like to increase our chances, set alarms for that moment. We know that they're going to be dropping exactly 11 a.m. on Wednesday morning. So we set alarms at 10:45, making sure we're prepped, ready, phones out, computers out, everything ready to go. As soon as the clock struck 11 a.m., refresh, I'm in there. Never had a chance. Never had a freaking chance.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
L is for the way. That's who you think it is. The Grimace mug. The Hello Kitty keychain. Barbie herself. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles filled with memories and magic are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets. Come get your cup while you still can. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
To get a single one. And look, I know it's SeatGeek is power. This was all powered by SeatGeek, and they
yeah, had 2 years message in a row where they biffed it. Remember last year it took them 15 minutes because the servers were overloaded. How do you overload your servers? Like, you're SeatGeek,
right?
You're supposed to be a geek. It's in the name.
And it's not like there's a thousand, like, it's not like there's a ton of these. There's how many per day? Like, there's only 1,000 people allowed to come per day. So how many car passes are they giving out per day? Like, it's not like, it's not like a concert where you have 100,000 seats we're talking about here. Right. So the fact that we never had a chance, it's just disappointing, because I know that the complaints were the same last year. We were fortunate enough to get lucky last year, not so fortunate this year. And
Max, I think we're rolling with you, dude.
Yeah, Jax, I'm jumping in the whip, bro. You got to scoot me. You guys scoot me, and I'm bringing my road dog Cam with me too. So,
first, Jax, we gotta know what kind of car you got, because.
Yeah, well, you can drive mine.
Oh, there you go. No problem, dude.
Dude, jump right in, bro. You can drive. I'll drive. You sit passenger, bro.
Yeah, let's go, dude. We'll usher you in. You'll get. That's right. Forget Uber Black. This is Glenn Platinum.
You know what I'm saying? You want to become a 410 member, bro? I'll drive you to training camp.
That's right, dude. Look, we'll even give you some swag, dude. If you give us in, get us in. We'll give you some swag, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, look. Here's what you know. Here's a part of the reason why my son's been having this ball.
Oh boy. Tetris.
My son's had this ball for years now, and every year we continue to add to the signatures. And that's just one part that's cool for the kid. Of course, they let the kids go out there, but I mean, we're talking about a long list here, Jimbo. You've
got them written down.
I wrote them down that way we didn't forget.
Let's go. Wait, is this your handwriting?
Yeah, it's my handwriting.
Dang, son.
This is all the people who have signed that ball. And I mean, that's dude, Justin Matabike. Oh. He got him twice.
Sick.
The only non-Raven one here is Scary Terry McLaurin.
I was going to say Terry McLaurin, yeah. Dude, that's a valuable piece. That's a valuable football.
You know what I'm saying, bro? We got some legends on there with Jacoby and Torrey and Kadri and Calais is on there. Like, we got some Hall of Famers, bro. So, anyway, just disappointing for my son who can't. He loves going out there. I mean, I like going out there, too, but we can make it work using the judgment of, you know, and the tweeting and all the reports.
But it is nice to get our own take, too.
100%. 100%. So,
but, yeah, it's a bummer.
It's a bummer. And Henry's another year older and would have had more.
Dude, he was just talking to me about it because I was talking to Tanya about it. And he like picks up on my conversation and he was like, go see Ravens? Go see Ravens?
You know, like,
yeah, dude, we're going to see the Ravens. And no.
No.
Thank
no.
you, SeatGeek.
But oh well. Oh well. We'll try.
Yeah.
We will try. We will continue. I got put on a wait list, but I have very little hope.
Yeah.
That's going to come of anything. But yeah, disappointing and frustrating.
Hey, you know what's been good though so far? I'm going to knock on some wood. Is that it's been a slow as far as the news cycle for the Ravens. I just make sure once a day, no Ravens are on ESPN.
Right.
You know,
for anything negative. Now, we've seen a lot of Lamar on ESPN. Because
yeah, but you know what I mean.
And, yeah, right. Nobody's getting hurt. No one's getting in any trouble. All that stuff. That's and look, you want these guys to be in shape, but first and foremost, you want to be available, which means no injuries, whether that is training or you know, if you're doing something recreational, we don't want to see it.
Yeah, no, just stay at home.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. I also wanted to, I feel like a lot of this stuff is like, you know, it's like too early, but I keep getting like clips will pop up of the Chiefs. Especially the Chiefs game, the AFC Championship game. And I keep getting reminded of the Chiefs. I mean, every time I open Twitter, of course, like I don't even like keep bringing it up because I don't want to like, I don't know, but I always see Travis Kelce on Twitter because of his relationship and the fact that he's always in the limelight. And I just keep getting bludgeoned over the head with the Kansas City Chiefs. And even in our comments section at our YouTube channel, we're still getting comments, Jimbo, on that AFC Championship postgame show from Chiefs fans.
Really?
I love all the whining and dirty birds. It's all, dude, literally, just in the last couple days, we've had multiple Chiefs fans chiming in. And so my question is, I know it's very early to be asking this, but like, it just feels like even though it's the first game of the season and it will be a nationally, everyone's going to be watching. It's the only game that's going to be on. We saw this last year when the Lions beat the Chiefs. Did anyone, like, is it going to do anything? Does anyone give a damn? Like, does it, how much does it really matter to you in a sense? Like, I mean, of course, we always want to win, but like,
yeah.
It just sucks. Like, is there any way that this will this take any of the taste out of your mouth? Will this do anything?
No,
to
not for the AFC
you?
Championship game, but it will encourage me for the season coming forward. You know? And also, I got to say really quickly, some petty shade. I just want to remind all Kansas City Chiefs fans that might be listening that your state is a flyover state that nobody would care about if it weren't for the Kansas City Chiefs. So stop. Like, nobody cares about Missouri or Kansas. Nobody. Like,
that's right.
Just stop. And if you want to come hang out in Baltimore and start talking that talk, good luck.
That's right.
But if not, golly day. Stop
and also,
it.
They hadn't won anything until very recent history. Yeah. And now they're acting like they're this.
Yeah. You remember how we were at the game when we beat them here and like they would make a big play. I remember, I'll never forget this. The fans were like very like, they would like golf clap at like a touch. Like it was so expected. Like they were so snooty about it.
Yep.
Like, dude, what are we? Yeah. Ugh.
Frustrating, man. I just hate that they have the last laugh and have had the last laugh
for
a little while. And I just hope that this is the year, Jimbo. We can finally, you know, be the team laughing at the end. But
yeah, it'll happen.
September 5th cannot come fast enough.
No, I'm so excited. Can't wait. Yeah, really looking forward to it, man.
Let's see what, and I think honestly, say what you want. If you're gonna play them, as far as when's the best time to maybe catch them, early. I want to play them early. And people can say, oh, well, they're going to be probably their healthiest. That's fine. We'll be our healthiest.
Right.
I'll stack our roster against their roster. And not only – they have a lot of young guys that they're kind of working in. And, I mean, maybe we do too, but I just have a – I got a lot of confidence in week one. But it also won't take the taste out of my mouth. But I don't know how much it'll even encourage me, because I know we can beat them. I knew we could beat them last year, but we didn't when it mattered. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
September 5th. Come on.
Let's go.
Have you seen any of the, like Adit said, have you seen any of the receiver show on Netflix from Peyton Manning?
Nah, I haven't. Not that I'm like not interested, but I'm.
It just dropped.
What'd you say?
It just dropped. It's pretty new.
Okay, you got time. Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And my time's just been super tight. So like Ty and I were trying to work through a movie, and I think we're on like day 8.
Jeez.
Just because like we fall asleep.
What movie are you watching? The Irishman?
No. Have you seen it? Dude, it's totally a kid's movie. Have you seen Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
I've seen the advertisement, but no, I've never seen it.
Anyway, they're funny movies. They're totally like kids' movies, right?
Yeah.
And they're funnier now.
Aren't they short?
They're probably like an hour and a half or something. But like the thing is, we fall asleep like
8 trips into an hour and a half long movie.
Yeah, I mean, look, it took us 4 nights. We tried to finish a 22-minute episode of Mike and Molly, and we kept falling asleep.
Dude, here's one thing you have to look forward to. My son last night, he slept 12 interrupted hours straight.
Well, the thing is, Eugene will do it. Not Eugene. Henry will do it, and Eugene will go 6 to 8.
Okay.
Like, he's a good sleeper. Okay. The problem is...
You get up early.
Yeah.
And you train.
And I try and stay up late and hang out, and I'm done. Yeah. Like, I'm done by the end of the night.
You're toast.
Yeah, and she's done just for being with the kid. You know what I mean? Like,
yep. Yeah, it can be exhausting. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But, hey, Jimbo, I saw Marlon Humphrey tweeted out. He was running the conditioning test.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, Jimbo, that there was a time where you tried to run the conditioning test. Now, you did so when you weren't in the – like, what were you – I can't remember your state of your training at that point. What were you?
Yeah, I was still early on. I hadn't run a single ultra yet. I had just run a half marathon.
Oh, okay, so you were really
– Yeah.
You were just dipping your toe in.
Yeah.
Well, Marlon did tweet it out. He put it on his – he put him running the conditioning test. And I just – I want to put this up here because I'm kind of curious about – excuse me – about your take on this, because is this a practice? But – it looks like he's just kind of jogging, and the way you described it to me, there would be zero time for jogging. So
yeah, I'm looking at, it's just a 9-second clip, right?
Yeah. Is that what am I looking
at? Well, I think he's trying to be strategic. Like, you see this. Yeah. So he's trying to be strategic. Cause what I learned is that naturally you go out too fast, you burn yourself. So you have to find a pace, but you also have to do it with pace. And so I think what he's trying to do here, you don't see the whole clip. I think he's doing half fast, and the get back, he's trying to recover so then he can hit it fast again, is what it looks like he's trying to do. That's just my opinion. Because that was,
recall what the test was?
I don't know the exact parameters, but it's just
series. It was to the 25 and then back to the goal line 6 times.
Something. Well, I think are they going out to the 40?
Nah, 25.
25, okay. Boom. It's something like that. Yeah, and it's in like 32 seconds or...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's anyway, that's what I think he's trying to do. He's just pacing himself properly so he can hit a few of them like hard. You know
and
what
if
I mean?
And if you were to now with your,
I don't know, dude. I'm like, cause short stuff, I'll give it a try.
What happened? So last time when you tried it, was
I made it for O-lineman.
But was it your wind that was the biggest hard, or was it your legs?
Well, honestly, I did in tennis shoes on a field. So it was my turns. I felt like I kept losing momentum on my turns.
Right. Okay.
And so that was what was killing me, right? And your legs get to you. I wouldn't say I was like, But like you feel it in your hammies and in your quads and stuff. But yeah, I'd be interested. I'll try it again.
Yeah, yeah. Give it a shot. Let us know and let's see what you can do if you can get to the DB time.
Yeah, did you see DK tweet out it was Mina Kimes? Who else was that? They watch our show.
Oh, dude. That was eerie, bro. Right? Like literally the day after you're challenging any Raven to a 5K.
Yeah.
She's tweeting out about running against a former athlete. Like,
yeah, like there's.
By the way,
come on.
What's Mia Kimes' chance of staying with Jimmy Haskell, the Rascal?
No chance.
In a race.
Now, I don't know what she runs, but I don't.
Well, you don't care.
No.
No.
Well, look, she. The longer it gets, the better her chances. She's going to go toe to toe with me for 1 mile.
Yeah, no chance. And,
no, unless she's going to run a sub 5:30.
But in your last ultra, you did get beat. You did get bested by many a women.
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, in an ultra, for sure. It's free. Dude, the last year's winner in overall for the Moab 240 was a woman. She's been on Rogan's podcast. You might have seen her before. Her name's Courtney.
She's like,
dude, she's just, she slept for three minutes for the whole thing. 240 miles.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
How does that even happen? Was that planned? Like, all right.
Yeah.
1 minute now.
No, I think she took it all at once.
Oh, man, she spoiled herself.
Yeah. No, but she was like hallucinating everything else. Like, yeah. What, no, dude, maniac. Women, if we had to run for our survival, I put all my eggs on the bat. And like as far as distance, dude, women are just more enduring than us. They're built biologically to be more enduring than us, I think.
They're tough as nails, too.
Yeah. And like,
what about Dan Orlovsky? Because that's apparently the challenge. It's her against Dan Orlovsky.
I'd be interested in a mile.
He's pretty fit, dude, also.
He might be. He, you know.
You never can tell because I'm pretty thin. I can be deceiving. Deceivingly unfit.
Oh, man. I don't know, Glenn.
I don't know he talked about it. He was I remember clicking on. He was dripping sweat talking about it. Maybe he tried it. Maybe he tried to run, see how fast he could go. But here we go.
Eats like a toddler.
See, now,
this is the part I don't like. Former sports writer, 5'6", runs a few miles every day and loves it. Like, okay, anybody.
Here we go. Look at Jimmy.
No, I'm just saying the point is that it's very ambiguous. Like Glenn, low key, you could run a. I know people that for their whole lives run a few miles every day and they're just as fast as they were 8 years ago. And it's not fast. Like, she running 3:10s a day, whoop de doo. Like, if you're doing that. No, I'm not saying that that's bad. What I mean is that
you're
if you did.
You have to have a.
Yeah, that you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, if she doesn't have any sort of improvement, then.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. All right.
Dan might be able to grit it out. You know
what
I'm saying?
He's 6'5".
Yeah. Well, and just being an athlete and understanding how to push your body.
That's true.
Like, that's
a good point. Now, I don't know.
But he is a quarterback. So.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know what type of. Maybe she has an athletic background. I'm not sure to what degree, but.
She might. But, like, if she would have said, like, I've run these races.
Yeah.
I would be more like.
He'd be like, okay. Oh, she's legit.
Yeah.
Like Skip Bayless.
Oh, dude.
He's legit, apparently. He runs a shit ton of
yeah.
of miles, but I don't know
what
his times.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with Skip.
No, I don't know what his times are, but.
No. Oh, he won't make them public, I'm sure.
No. Does he still have a show?
I don't know.
I haven't even seen, like, a highlight of him in forever.
That's a good
Maybe
question.
It's because I don't like anything, so he's, like, never in my timeline.
Not on your feed, yeah. Yeah, but that was funny, dude. That was like, really, guys? Really?
That was odd timing. And
dude, I told you this, like, though. I threw down a 19:10 the other day in the heat, dude. 97 degrees, dude.
For a 5K?
Yeah, dude.
19:10. 19 minutes, 10 seconds. Woo! Running on the streets of Baltimore, huh?
Dude, so hot.
Just right on the asphalt
dude,
of Baltimore City,
it was like 3:30 p.m., too.
I love it. Yes. You name another Ravens podcaster that's running in that heat in the streets of Baltimore. You name another.
Yeah, no, it's true. I don't. Well, I did see Bobby out there once.
Yeah, but you said he was walking. You did say he was walking.
When I found him, he was walking. That's true. Shout out to you, Bobby. But he even said, he's like, I should be running right now. Oh, poor Bobby.
Poor Bobby. Catching strays, bro.
I know.
Quit walking, Bobby. Get on your high horse. Start running like the Jimbo here. Jimbo, how much walking do you do when you're runs?
None. No walking. No walking for me.
No days off. You're like That's Bill right. Belichick, bro.
That's right, dude. Seriously.
That guy. You see Bill Belichick, by the way?
No. Is he looking ripped?
Remember that video I showed you of him? Well, he does got, he never missed chest day. Did you remember that video we showed on the show of him sneaking out of that?
Oh, yeah.
So that's his girlfriend. She's 24 years old.
I heard about this.
She's beautiful. And yeah, it just was headlines because when you see them two pictured together, it looks like granddad taking out his granddaughter for a shopping spree. But
how? Well, the thing that, dude, Jeremy Kahn was, Jeremy's funny, right? Like, Jeremy's a funny, and he was giving it to him hard because he was like, she told the story about how they met and they connected on a flight down to Florida. They were on the same flight. They ended up, I think, sitting next to each other or something like that. And they were talking about her assignment, her college assignment for her philosophy class. And that's how they ended up like starting
Gives me such creepy vibes.
Right. Like,
let me help you with your homework.
Come over here, little girl. Let's talk about your, come sit. You know what I mean? Remember Michael Scott when he's Santa? He's like, come sit on my lap. I need this.
And Kevin does it. Okay.
I need this.
Feet up in the air and everything, dude.
Jim's like, you can't sit around telling people to sit in your lap saying, I need this, Michael. The show is completely off the rails, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
I don't even care.
Yeah. We're just riffing at this point.
Look, ladies and gentlemen.
We got a lot of news this week coming up, but not a whole lot now.
Oh, are you going to have Cole on?
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully. I'm going to reach out to him. I have yet to do that.
I just wasn't sure.
But yeah, that's the goal. No, that's the goal. But now that's the expectation. Thanks, Jim. That went from the goal to now the expectation. Thank you, Jimbo. I appreciate the pressure you're putting it on me. But yes, Jimbo will be on vacation next week, enjoying time with his much-deserved free time with his friends and family. Appreciate that. Well, actually, I don't know how many friends, just all family, and you have a huge one. So plenty of people will be there, and they will all be family. And so it's going to be me and hopefully someone else. If it's just me, hopefully my congestion will go away, so I'll go back to sounding just as sultry and incredible as I typically do.
Sultry and incredible. Look, DK's right. This has kind of turned into a preview of some of the stuff you'll get with our membership.
That's right.
All right. Like, this is, you know, you guys will be able to direct the conversation. Ask AMA, right? Just ask anything.
Yeah. Legend E says, did you guys see predicting Rosengarten for the starting lineup? Well, I mean, they better.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
No. If he's not, then.
I know. I think I said this to you on the phone. My only concern now. Did you hear the Vinny episode where he talked about him?
No, I kept trying to find it. I couldn't. Usually they bookmark it really good because I never listen to that anymore I'm like looking for a segment. But
right.
They didn't have it as a bookmark, so I couldn't find it. What was could you recap at all what he said?
Yeah. I mean, it was like just a few minutes. He was talking about Rosengarten, but he just said the times he's been able to see him, he's concerned because he according to Vinny, he can't anchor. Hmm. His body doesn't look good as far as his strength.
Have they even been hitting?
He just said that he's been living in the backfield.
But I mean, are they even able to bull rush right now? I didn't think that was.
I don't know,
allowed.
But he said that Malik Ham is just overpowering him.
Dude, I'm kind of hype about Malik. I wish I would have put him as my breakout player and put him against your breakout player, Tavius Robinson. See you as a better year, dude. That's it. Book it, DK.
Book it, DK.
Me and Jimmy are gonna have some sort of a wager. And I'm going to go out on the limb for once and take Malik Ham.
I like it. That's a good one, too.
You know?
I could be confused, but he's the same one that bullied the Redskins guy last year, right?
That guy. And then he got put on IR at the end of camp.
Yeah, got shelved.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
He's got like a Devin Doomerville build to him, right? Like he's a shorter. But he gets up in you, right?
Hold on. Choose your words carefully.
You know what? In the context of football.
All right. You're right. No, he did have some impressive moments in the preseason as well as and you did call him did he call him Devin Doomerville?
Did I? My Elvis? Bad. I was thinking of Devin Duvernay and Elvis Doomerville, and I just combine the two names together.
Dude, that is incredible. I didn't even catch it because I was just like ready to
That's why DK blather. Like nicely just he's like, Elvis yeah, Doomerville. Let me give him some help.
I may have called him Devin Doomerville.
Jimbo's had a little too many drinks tonight.
That's right. That's right. He's getting a start to his vacation a little bit early.
Yeah.
He's living his best life.
Let's go.
Yeah, I can't wait for next week. Get some actual news. This has been, you know, this might be the slowest, as long as no bad news comes out. Like, this is the slowest time of year, right? Like, this is even slower than in March as far as, like, news. There's just not a whole lot to talk about right now, Jimbo.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just is what it is, but we're going to keep getting you guys prepped and make sure that you're all tuned in, dialed up for camp. You know, the back of the end roster guys. I mean, we've talked to them a lot, but we want you to know those last spots open in each position group so you can know who to keep an eye on. Because sometimes those guys end up making an impact, whether it's on special teams, whether it's due to injury and otherwise. But we want you guys to be well-educated Ravens fans, be able to opine all things Ravens when you're at the old orifice.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. As Michael Scott would say.
That's right.
But thank you guys for hanging in there as I was under the weather, as you can see, or here, I'm still recovering, but thank you guys for not, bailing as we did miss a couple shows there. It was really kicking my butt, but I'll be back stronger than ever next time you see me, albeit with maybe a different co-host or maybe riding solo. We'll have to see, you know, how everything works out, but we will see you for a very important next week. And that's it for us tonight. See you. Fish Falele.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
L is for the way.
That's who you think it is. The Grimace mug. The Hello Kitty keychain. Barbie herself. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles filled with memories and magic are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets. Come get your cup while you still can. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits, while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.